Paul Hinson joined the Jackson Township Fire Association 21 years ago. He served as chief for the last 19 years until stepping down this month. Hinson says he got his start with the Fire Association by chance.
Actually, the way I got into it, they came up here and put in 911 signs. One day, the fire chief from the department came up, and he says, "What are you doing?" Not much. I just got out of 30 years of Boy Scouts. And he says, "Well, I got something you could do." And that's how I started. I just showed up one day and didn't really think about fighting fires. It's just more or less giving back, you know, doing something for the community. I like to volunteer on stuff.
What's the biggest need for volunteer fire departments like yourself? Is it manpower? Is it money?
Money is always good, of course. You can find yourself in a situation where you can throw money at it and fix it. A lot of cases for to get the people that you want. That's the biggest thing. I think probably we need as a department right now is help with recruiting and retention. You're only going to hold a firefighter for 4 years. Southeast Iowa Community College has a firefighter training curriculum, and we've had a lot of guys go through that. They stick with us, and then we've had several firefighters hired out of our department into paid departments. My son's an example of one, and they come and get their degrees, the training. And we usually pick them up when they're 18 years old, so we set on them until they're about 22, and we lose them.
For yourself, what is that moment when someone says you've had such a career as a volunteer firefighter? What's that moment that will always stand out in your mind of your time with the association?
I've got two or three like that, and one of them is right before Christmas. We did an ice rescue and pulled a guy out of the backwaters of the Des Moines River. I had to send, it was like 3 or 4 days before Christmas, I had to send five firefighters to the hospital for hypothermia. You know, it's one of these situations where no matter what you try, you get cold, you get wet. And making that phone call to the wives and girlfriends, that's the tough call. And I was on the fire department when Kilcock lost their three firefighters, and that was a tough call. Those are the ones that will stick with me. The other night we had a fire, and I sent my best friend to the hospital for heat exhaustion, smoke inhalation. We'd been out fighting fires all day. We had medical calls. And those are the kind that's the toughest. They stick with you. They're not the good memories, but they're the ones that is always in the back of your mind when you're making decisions on the fire scene. And as a fire chief, that's something you learn, and you get it by hard knocks. You can get all the schooling you want and everything else, but when that time comes, that's a tough one.
Would you change anything that you've done in the past? Would you change any of it all and say, you know what, maybe I don't want to be a volunteer firefighter?
Well, you know what? That's why I'm still on the department. I thought I could do that. And I stepped down as fire chief saying, okay, you know, maybe I'm done. But then, you know, we have some unfinished projects. We have this and that. And I still get excited when the tones go off on the pager. And it gives me something to do, gets me out of the house. And my wife told me, she says, I don't know how you're going to quit it. And, you know, there's plenty of nights when you walk away from the supper table or you don't make supper. Or, you know, my kids are grown now, but there's a lot of school activities you miss and birthday parties and stuff like that. But it's the look on the people's face when you come and when you help. Because we never see people at their best. We always see them at their worst. And I ran into a couple of people the other day. I was out at one of the local restaurants and waiting in line there. And they walked up behind me and said, Chief, how you doing? And I turned around and looked. And these people are the people that had a house fire. We had two house fires that day at the same time. And this is one of the people that had the house fire. They lost their house. Not, you know, it didn't burn completely down, but it doesn't take a lot of fire damage to lose a house. But in this case, there was substantial damage. And I turned around, there they stood, and they said, we want to thank you for what you've done. And that's another one of those moments where you swallow hard, and it makes a difference.
Former Jackson Township Fire Chief Paul Henson says joining a volunteer department is as easy as making a single phone call, and he says you don't even have to fight fires. Henson says departments need mechanics, people who are good with computers, or someone to hold the hand of a child at a fire scene. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.